All right, I need to know who can hear this because I don't really have a filter.
I have a story for you. Get ready for the raw, unscripted stories brought to you from our living rooms in real time as we go through life together. Three girls, I'm Angie.
I'm Amber.
I'm Celine.
One big bottle of wine and special guest appearances that you don't want to miss. Guaranteed to be the most dramatic season yet.
OMG.
Well, hey, that's what.
Hey.
I poured a glass of really fancy wine that Mr. Memorable brought over for
my birthday.
Wait, why did I get the opened bottle from the refrigerator then?
No, you didn't. That was not from the refrigerator. That was the bottle he brought over.
But you had a half-opened elderly bottle.
That was
you poured that for me, and then you went and opened a fresh bottle.
Yeah, I opened a bottle that I don't know where it came from. I gave you.
You got the good one.
So Angie, tell the squad what we got going on today.
Okay, so as you know, living in Nashville, we know a lot of Bachelor stars, reality TV stars, but we are so lucky tonight because we have my favorite ever reality TV star in the house,
Katherine Golden,
extra special guest, star of, let's see, season one of Temptation Island.
It was probably
most well-known role. And let's see, she's been on Steve Harvey's show. She was on Ellen's First Dates. She started her career on Teen Mom.
Stop. That's the part we edit out. That's where I draw the line.
Oh my
God. I want to hear about that.
Nobody knows that.
I used to watch that show.
You did? No. Oh gosh. Nobody knows about that. How funny.
Well, you got your incognito.
Well, it's funny because I forget myself. People be like, what all TV have you done? And I'll just, you know, let them know. But that's where it started. Now, I will say Teen Mom is the only show I've ever been on that is not scripted, but it's set up. So basically, the way I got onto it was total accident. I did not want to be on it at all. Ryan Edwards and I went to high school together. And God, he was the hottest thing. He was the hottest thing, but I was this like tomboy, still am.
You're a glam tomboy.
Yeah, no, because I like put makeup on and I try. So,
so wait, then what happened? So how did you end up on Teen Mom? Because so I know you don't have a child.
How much time do we have? Okay.
All night, girl.
I'm going to say long story short with MTV because I just am. Ryan and I went to high school together. I had a crush on him. And then his best friend dated my best friend's little sister. So then Ryan would always come over and I'd always just drool because I'm telling you, y'all, in high school, like now obviously you can Google him and be like, but he was so good looking.
So now Ryan's now ugly if we Google him, but back in the day he was hot.
Yes. So hot. Wanted nothing to do with me. And like, I was totally used to that then. Still kind of am. But anyway, please. So because he was forced to be around me all the time and then like he got to actually know me, because I think when you first meet someone, you kind of put on this like, you know, and I think sometimes, especially when I was younger, not now, but I used to like overcompensate by trying to be like funny and whatever. I don't know. One night we just clicked and it made sense. And then like 2 weeks later, he met a freshman, 15 at the time, named Macy. And I remember she was,
it was Macy. Yes.
So she was like, she was like redheaded. Okay. I'll never forget. She had like these big gauges in her ears and he was really big into girls that were like into motocross. And I was the preppiest freaking girl ever. So anyway, he dated her for like 2 weeks. I was like heartbroken. And then next thing I know, she was pregnant and we were all like,
scandal.
Yeah. Major scandal. Oh, like God. I was just like, okay, well, there goes that. We all still hung around in the same crowd and there was a Craigslist ad that she had answered and it was like, are you, you know, 16 and pregnant, da da da. She answered it and they came and they shot a pilot. God, I could write a book. So they shot a pilot.
Wow.
They shot a pilot and I wasn't a part of that pilot. I wasn't around them. My best friend's little sister was still dating Tyler when they were talking, when Macy and Ron were together though. How funny is this? So they shoot that. She ends up having Bentley. We all know about the show, but if you know TV or there's certain networks that you'll film. So for instance, First Dates, when I filmed, it didn't come out till a year later. And mm-hmm. I was in a relationship. So when it came out, everyone was like, wait, what? And I was like, that was a year. Yeah. That's or awesome. Like, or oh Temptation gosh. Came out in 3 months, or, you know, MTV at first, it took like a year, you know, they were shooting a pilot. We all went to Florida and she had happened to be there. She had already had Bentley. I let her use my ID one night to get in somewhere. And I remember she looked at me and was like, you're so nice. And I was like, yeah, I am. And then fast forward like a year later, after the show had first aired, Ryan was made out to be the worst human being of all time. Mm. Because you have to understand, some people are made for TV, some people aren't.
Yeah, right.
And I swear to you when I say it's never been more intrusive of a show. For instance, one time he and I were taking a nap and they woke me up, swear to God, with a camera right here in my face. And I just was like,
you know, you can't see it.
It's the cringiest.
Yeah.
I look like an ogre because I'm just like, pardon me. Get the fuck out of my face. So we dated for maybe a year and Macy liked me a lot because I loved Bentley, and Ryan ended up getting really famous from that. I mean, super famous. They all did. Mm-hmm. And nobody ever thought that that would have ever been the case. Cause I mean, what a trashy concept.
Right.
No offense. My sister got pregnant at 16. I love you, Brittany, and you're an amazing person and your daughter's phenomenal and she's my niece, but think about it.
Yeah.
Right. So,
but well, he acted like an asshole too on the show, right?
But those are the people.
No, he became an asshole. He became very irritated. We would go out, people would pour a beer on him and be like, you're such a piece of shit father.
Wow.
Yeah. I'm telling y'all, it drove him crazy. So I don't blame him once for if you see where he is now, where he's at. And so that was really tough for me to watch. Like, I remember I'd still have to talk to his parents. I don't even want to get too, it got rough and it got, but what got me started was, Kiki was our producer and she'd always be like, Catherine, you're the easiest person to film because when we put cameras on you, you're the same exact person. You don't change. You don't have to go to the bathroom, put makeup on. You just are you. And I'd be like, isn't everyone like that? And they'd be like,
no,
absolutely not. Right. No, like their voice would change and they'd be like, oh my God, hi. You know, and I'd still be like, hey,
right.
You know,
the camera does different things to people. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It changes.
And
people.
How much did you have to record? So small flex, I was on a reality TV show too, but it was up on a pilot and we recorded for a week, but they only did like a 30-minute episode. So like a week of filming. And then they had like, I think,
isn't that amazing?
It was insane because, you know, you could look back at how much you're actually on film. And I think like how much I was actually on the show was probably, if you put it all together, 4 minutes.
Dude.
So I was down there for 7 days and I had 4 minutes of airtime or whatever.
Right.
Yeah. So how much did they film for Teen Mom?
Let's see. They probably filmed he and I for about 6 months and I was probably in a total of 15 minutes. Because the show truly is about Macy. It's not about Ryan. It's about Macy and Bentley. And then I was the girlfriend. So if you ever look on the season that I was on, it would be like, this is, you know, Ryan's new girlfriend. You just see me in the car playing with Bentley. And then I think the next one was he hit his mouth one time. And I went and told Macy. And then one time, this is what pissed me off. We went to, I'm a girl's girl. Like, I love girls, but sometimes girls are not like that toward me. Mm-hmm. We drove up to Macy's house and I remember I waved at her and then she was like that. And then
she was like, what?
She just gave me like, a little tiny, I gave her a big wave, like, hey, you know, like just, I'm harmless. Mm-hmm. You know, she was already in a relationship. She had moved on before Ryan did. She was with a guy named Kyle.
And she like barely acknowledged you back.
She was just like this. She was still so in love with Ryan, but like, I don't know. I mean, I was like, well, I low key was like in love with him before you.
Right. Dibs.
But she waved back just this kind of, you know, wave, like I'm going to just do it for the cameras. And then when it aired, it was her waving at me and it was me looking down and not waving back. And everyone,
the way you.
So the good thing about, the good thing about that
I
show,
I hate that.
The good thing about that show then was that I don't think Instagram was around because whenever my season, it was like probably 10 years ago. Mm-hmm. I was probably 21. Mm-hmm. And all we had was Facebook and I was just like, whatever. So that was that. I always wanted to do some type of like hosting, but I never wanted to, I was kind of embarrassed to be on Teen Mom, but I loved Ryan so much. We were driving over the dam. He promised me and my family he'd not do it the second season because it was went from 16 and pregnant to Teen Mom because they weren't 16 anymore. And we were driving over the dam in Chattanooga and they had called and they said, hey, you know what? The ratings went skyrocket. They didn't get paid for Teen Mom or 16 and pregnant. And then Ryan was like, I looked at him and I was like, no. And he was like, hell no, stop calling. Hangs up. They call back and they're like, well, we're paying. And he was like, I don't care.
Because it was just such a bad experience.
And yeah, it was just, it's just a horrible situation. Mm-hmm. So they called him back and they said some numbers. And he still to this day hasn't told me, but he was like, okay, well, call me tomorrow.
Wow.
And next thing I know,
everyone's got a price.
I mean, it was at least like six figures.
Yeah.
And so it's just, you know, increased since then. And I mean, it's one of the most successful shows.
Well, I wanted to ask you, you said you were in a relationship like when the show aired. And I'll say that I dated a couple of guys. One was like a host of a reality TV show and like his family was in a reality TV show. And then I dated one guy who was in The Bachelorette and another guy who was dating a girl who was on a reality TV show and like, you know, got portrayed as the total asshole. And I never would watch their shows because I was like,
guys say that to me all the time.
But I was like, I'm not going to watch it because I don't, well, and I was afraid.
Like, I don't want to see it or be tainted.
Right. I was like, I'm going to, and, but what's funny is that the guy that was the boyfriend that got portrayed as the asshole, my girlfriend used to like send me clips because she knew I knew him. She would send me clips of him and be like, oh my God, I can't believe you like him. Like, he's such a dick. Da, da, da. And I'm like, no, I mean, like, he actually probably is at times, like, aren't we all? But he got portrayed really bad.
Very poorly.
But I wouldn't watch their episodes because I was so afraid that I would, like, in the back of my mind, be, like, judging them. And I wanted them to have the opportunity to prove themselves.
Show who they were to you.
Just like you said, you can edit it however you want. I mean, we could edit this podcast however we want and just show all the, like, bitchy things that we say or whatever. And
yeah. So what'll end up happening is y'all end up getting really big and start effing people up by editing what gives more ratings. Mm-hmm. And if that's going to be drama, bitchiness, cattiness. So,
but has that affected your dating life, you think at all?
Well, of course. Have you not seen my show?
I haven't seen it.
You should have Googled before so that you could have been like, wow, Catherine.
Listen, exactly what I just said. I was giving you an opportunity to show yourself in person. I'm not going to watch the show. Maybe I'll watch it now.
Okay, let me just recap Temptation Island because that was her like last, right? That was your last show you did,
well,
right?
So
I don't know, but Temptation Island sounds amazing.
Ugh. Gosh. It was on Temptation Island. I mean, it was the last thing you did besides Chattanooga Dancing with the Stars, right?
Yes. Yeah.
I know your career better than you do at this point.
Yeah, she's got Angie. Okay. We already know that Angie's a type.
She knows everyone's life better than
they do. She's a type one bitch.
Anyways, Temptation Island, Catherine was on season one. Did they have a season two?
They already filmed season two and right now they're filming season three. And then
has season two aired?
Yeah, it already aired.
Oh, okay. I didn't watch that one because I didn't have you on it.
I mean, my God. Yeah. If you're not on it, I'm not watching. I'm protesting.
I probably won't watch another season. However, I found it super entertaining because so what happens is there's like a certain amount of couples that go to this island and the whole premise of the show is they're tempted with other singles. So like the guys in the couple live with a house full of hot girls.
You're kind of complicating it.
Okay, go ahead. Go ahead.
You're mucking it up.
Catherine, just explain it to us.
It is four couples at a crossroads in their relationship. So one of our couples was together for 10 years and he cheated on her. She never forgot it, but he never wanted to break up with her, but they, for some reason, weren't going to take the next step. So another couple was, he was the one that cheated on her because he was like the so hot football player. Another couple, major douchebags. Both of them are the biggest douchebags I've ever met in my entire life. She cheated on her boyfriend at the time with him, and now he's insecure. It takes a lot for me to not like you. It takes a lot.
They sound like the worst.
So when you're just, when you're a douchebag and all you care about is like, your looks and material things. Mm-hmm. I'm like,
Wait, perfect shallow. Opportunity. I remember there was one more definition we had for a douchebag and it's
a loot was a loose. No,
it's, God, when you're a bouge. So
A douchebag. Yeah,
we'll oh, so like Playboy. So
a douchebag, but you're bougie.
Yeah, like Playboy.
Yes. Yes. So we call that. So we have different definitions for douchebags. We have douchebag. An ooshbag is a douchebag without the D, so he's not a dick. Like
or
he's just like a douchebag, but he's not like
too small dick and it's non-existent. Right. So then he's a
small pee-pee. Right. And then a louchebag, which is a douchebag who's also a loser. So it's a louchebag. But then a bouge is a douchebag who's just like super bougie. And I'm like, oh, he's such a bouge.
A
anyway.
Bouge bag?
Okay, I like just a, I just like bouge. The word bouge. Bag.
Just a bouge.
No. Because a girl can be bougie, but a guy's just a bouge.
But like, that means you're a douchebag. Bouge,
it has nothing to do with the douchebag definition.
You're a douchebag. You're a douchebag, but you're bougie. You're a bouge. Bouge bag sounds dumb.
I'm going to let you have that one, okay, but thanks. I disagree. Anyways,
bouge.
A bouge. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
So tell us about the other couple.
So go ahead. Tell us about
the third couple was one of my favorite guys ever, but dated. No. Oh, the third couple was the guy that I ended up with.
Of course. You're like, I love this guy. What was
I know.
Name?
I was like, wait,
what kind
I
of?
I think I liked
what
him.
What kind of?
He was an amazing, amazing guy that was in a relationship with a girl that was a bouche bag. I mean, she was just the worst type of basic bitch. I mean, she's from like Dallas, Texas, and just like,
Angie hates people from Texas. Yep. We've already talked about this.
Although we need to clarify because I don't hate people from Texas.
Well, you told
us. I know. We need to clarify though. I just think they're annoying because they love
Angie,
each other
it's
too
okay
much.
If you're not politically correct.
That's okay. Florida's like that too though. Florida, Texas, and yes. California are probably all like,
yes.
If you're from Florida, I'm automatically like,
I'm yeah. from here and I hate people no,
okay,
here.
But you seem like the coolest Floridian I've ever met.
Hey, I'm from Florida, born and
raised. Because I'm half European and my father wouldn't let me
shot.
Have any friends.
So Celine said that she's French.
Shot.
Everybody take a shot.
Yay! So no. Oh, in this
too.
Day and
if
age,
I was from Florida, I'd totally claim French.
I claim Florida. But I'm from the country.
They're like, are you from here? She's like, pardon? No, from France. I'm from France.
Yes. Exactly.
I like too.
That's hysterical. Okay, so anyway, so you got with this guy. His
yeah,
girl
his girlfriend was just awful. She just talked down to him. He was so sweet, and she'd always be like, "You're gonna be a terrible dad one day. Like, you're gonna be." And his dad, his dad committed suicide.
Oh my god!
And he always had a complex about being a good father. He always wanted to be a better father than his dad was to him. And she'd look at him and be like, "You're going to be a terrible father."
She knew that was like the button to push. That would be
like who does that?
She deserved to have him stolen.
Right. Well. Yes. I mean, it wasn't that hard. It was just that was the premise. Was the four couples come on and they're all conflicted, and you know, and you think to yourself like. Because I never knew until literally the day I had a ticket. I knew it was going to be in Hawaii because they were like, they wouldn't even tell me Hawaii until the last minute, but they just kept saying, you don't have to have a passport. And I was like, what island do you not have to have a passport? And I was like, Florida, South Carolina, Miami, you know? So, and then all of a sudden I was like, my mom was like, what about Hawaii, you dumbass? And I was like, oh, maybe Hawaii. That'd be cool.
So who were like, there were the four couples, but were you one of the couples? Or
no.
You just...
So I was a single. So basically.
So they have a bunch of single people?
Because I was on Ellen's show and it was the worst date of all time. Even Steve Harvey called me and was like, hey, will you be on my show? Talk about it. And I was like, sure.
She literally on the date said she wanted to projectile vomit in her mouth.
Yeah. I also asked. I also said something. I looked at him because I hated my life on the date already because he was an unemployed carpet cleaner named Woody from Nashville, Tennessee. And I lived in Chattanooga and he had a beard and a flannel shirt on. And we were in like a 5-star restaurant and I had like a expensive ass outfit on and he just rolls up and he's like, "Sup?" And I was like, pardon me. And I was like, sir, can you please bring me the
pretend
tequila?
To be friends. She goes, pardon?
See, that's me. I would have freaked out.
Yeah. Well, I just knew at that point, honestly, I just thought, have fun with this. And so I ended up just being batshit crazy just for shits and giggles at that point. Cause I was kind of drunk. They flew us to Chicago and
shout out.
Yeah. So I just remember looking at him and I was like, he asked me something and I was like, wine makes me crazy and champagne makes me psycho. And I just had both of them. And he was like,
let's film some freaking TV
combination.
That's amazing.
Yeah. And then he was cheersing me. He was like, to be in single. And I was like, to get married.
And he was like, so, I mean, I just did stuff to like push him away because I physically couldn't stomach.
Obviously.
Him. Yeah.
So anyways, they thought, so
but they saw that those are the casting producers. They're like, hey, crazy bitch, are you still single? And
everyone was shocked when you were like, yeah,
the Temptation Island people saw.
Well, that. The second that aired, that's whenever Steve Harvey called. And then I did a TV show with him. What was the most terrifying thing I've ever done other than the Chattanooga Dancing Stars. But they had called and they said, listen, you know, we thought you were funny. Are you still single? We're doing this show. And I was like, I had just literally, it was so weird, just gotten out of a relationship 2 weeks prior to that. And because I'd moved to Nashville. It was kind of crazy how it all happened, and it happened so freaking quick. But then we went on it. That was the premise of the show, was the whole like
singles come and tempt the couples.
And then they told me, and then I just remember thinking to myself, is this something I really want to do? And then I thought to myself, well, you're already 8 hours into the plane ride to Hawaii. So I hope so. So then I land, and I just remember thinking, okay, as long as I don't say or do anything stupid, they can't edit it to make you look dumb or stupid.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But then when they wake you up and they're like, good morning, they'd wake me up at like 6 a.m. and they'd be like, all right. And then they'd, you know, go to the kitchen and they'd be like, so who wants margaritas? And I'd be like,
at 8 a.m.
I mean, sign me up. I literally cannot explain. I don't know if there's any TV show that I've ever seen that's like what we went through, because there's always on these TV shows, there's always like a 2-drink maximum. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We would be on the phone. Me and Morgan was my best friend on the show. She's the one that ended up getting engaged to Evan. We would just go ham all day long. But the only problem is that you don't get a phone, you don't get TV, you don't get pen and paper, you don't get music.
You don't get nothing.
No. What? No, because they're afraid maybe that you'd write a note and slip it to someone. We had a probably $20 million mansion on the beach, but they had built, because people kept walking by and videoing us because there was camera crews everywhere. Oh. They built like a 20-foot fence around our whole thing, because at least I had the view of the beach. And then whenever onlookers kept videoing us, it started to feel like jail. And then just anything made you fight. It made you blow up. It made you cry. It made you us one
emotional.
Time. You one of the worst things you could do on a TV show is de-mic yourself and just throw it, because you get a $500.
What?
Typically 5 to 1,000. So whatever you're getting paid.
Oh my god!
So it's not like you have to pay them back. It's basically that they'll take it out of your pay, and you're like, at what?
Yeah.
You know, so I even one night got so mad. I demiked myself. I slammed it. I said, I'm done. I'm crying. I just wanted to hear my mother's voice. I had never gone more than a day without talking to her. And I just wanted to hear her Southern voice, because.
How long were you there?
A little over a month.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And so I swear to you, it's so hard to explain. Temptation Island's unlike any experience I've ever had or ever watched, or all my friends that are on The Bachelor, or all my friends that have done MTV, or friends have done Big Brother, and just, you know, you kind of meet them through going to other charity things or events. And so then you end up
Red Door in Nashville
or just wherever.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you share your experiences with them because, yeah, I don't know. I remember Jed Wyatt came back in town and he was mortified, but he couldn't tell me what happened. And I was like,
because he had been painted as
not yet. Gotcha. No, I remember I was like, you know, he had asked me about TV before he was even ever put on it. And I was like, what are you going to do? He's like, I just got accepted for Wheel of Fortune.
What?
I swear to God.
Still have the conversation.
Oh my god.
Love, I was like,
what? And I was like,
that?
So Reality Steve, who's a good friend of mine now, was like, oh, Jed's on it. And I was like, you asshole, you're on, you know, Bachelor. And I'm thinking myself, like, he's not gonna last long. And then when he comes back, he's like bright-eyed and bushy-tailed and excited, and then all of a sudden he's just like, but my point is that it's freaking tough. But I don't know that, I think Bachelor was a lot different. First of all, you don't get paid on Bachelor.
You're the Bachelor or the Bachelorette, but
until you become that, and it gets tricky even then. We got paid. I'm just gonna say it. We got paid decent amount, not a lot, not to make you rich, but enough. You know, every week you got to stay, you got compensated. They didn't tell you that you got paid until after you were on. So yeah. I mean, it was nice, but taxes and all that.
So the show we did, it was filmed down in Cancun. So we didn't get paid at all, but it was just, you get a free week at this resort in Cancun. sweet, sign me up. I was living in upstate New York at the time. So I'm like, yeah, Mexico, here you come. So, right. And it was me and a bunch of those girls, these girls I had competed with, and then a bunch of people that we didn't know yet. We get there, and the night before we started filming, we were like, oh, well, if you're ever going to make it on any kind of show, you have to have some kind of like
persona, right, character.
Right. Yeah. So, you know, we were all just friends. We all liked each other. Even though we had competed against each other, we all got along. So we're like, no. Okay, you're going to be like the girl next door. You're going to be the bitch. You're going to be
said that?
Like, no. This is just us talking, like drinking in the lobby before we started filming.
You were like trying to, okay.
Right. We were like, how are we going to actually stand out? And then the reason that show in particular, and I don't know if I want to say it because I'm about to say something mean about it, but is never going to make it big, is that everyone got along. There was no drama.
Right.
Like we
There's
got
no
to
drama. Right, everyone's because, getting along.
And organically there really wasn't. But,
it's hard to fake drama.
Right. Exactly.
It's hard because you can tell when someone's faking it.
Mm-hmm. Well, and sometimes like stuff just happens naturally, you know, and it's going
to
be entertaining.
Well, and it's all about like back to the editing too. Like perfect example of what I was going to say earlier is when Jed came back from The Bachelor. And I knew he was friends with Catherine, and I was like, Catherine, ew. And Catherine
you
was like,
were.
No. She's like, you don't know him. Like, he's such a good guy. Like, it's all about how it's edited. And
he
was
suffering.
Like,
ew.
But then I was like, okay, I do know that they edit shows. However, Jed, if you're listening, Catherine really had your back.
Oh, my gosh.
It goes right back to what I was saying about how I didn't want to watch those shows because I was so afraid that I would like, or it could be the other way around, right? Like I would fall in love like with the Hunter guy. Hunter guy I really, really liked. I really liked him already. And he-
What was the show?
He was on a show. It was kind of like Duck Dynasty, but not. And it was his family.
The one that you were on?
No. Oh, no. I'm talking about this guy that
you dated for a hot minute.
And I remember thinking like, oh, I don't want to watch it because I feel like I'll just- I mean, Celine and Angie both know that I get like hearts, stars, and butterflies and just like fall in love and send out save the dates within like 5 seconds. And so like with him, I was going to like be even more obsessed because he probably was portrayed as the golden child or whatever on those shows or like came across even cooler than he is. So anyways, now I have hearts, stars, and butterflies with the guy that got portrayed as a dick, but whatever.
No, I used to be so anti-reality TV shows, especially The Bachelor. And now anyone who knows me knows that I love The Obsessed. Bachelor. I was like, ew, everyone who likes The Bachelor is stupid. And then when I moved to Nashville, I became friends with people who went on these shows. And so the first season I watched was Caitlin Bristow's season. I watched it because I had two guy friends that like went on that season. And I watched it just in support of them. And I was like, ew, this is stupid. But like, they're my friends. And then I ended up falling in love with Caitlin Bristow. I think she's the coolest girl ever.
She gets on my nerves.
Really?
Am I the only one like that?
Sorry.
Oh my gosh.
I think she's hilarious.
She's always like, I don't know. Sometimes people just aren't in the fucking mood for your shit. Yeah. You know what I mean?
No, I get that. But I disagree respectfully. I think
her. Now, Sean Booth.
So Sean is like one of the guys I knew who went on it. And that's why I like got so hooked
because
he made it so far. And then all that drama with him and Nick and then other
Nick's so bizarre.
Yeah, but he's so hot.
Ew.
Okay, I just
God, he grosses me out.
My eyes rolled back in my head.
Yes. No, I pass out too. And all of a sudden we just,
you guys can be friends. You have completely different tastes.
I know. That's why we all get along.
No, that's why me
podcast.
And Angie can never watch TV together because
you'll start throwing.
No, like she falls asleep at everything that I pick and I fall asleep at everything that she picks. So, Catherine, you're new to the squad, and by the way, welcome. It's so nice.
Oh, wait, really quick. Can I say one thing? I've been waiting to say this about Temptation Island. I can't
word in edgewise. You are so, listen, we have to talk about how Angie, her brain will not, like, she has something she wants to say, and she will not move on until she said it. So, yes.
Well, then let her say it.
Say it.
Let me fucking say it.
It better be good.
So, about Temptation Island, now that you have the premise, okay. Jeez, that's the longest premise ever with all these side tangents.
We had already moved on.
Anyways, no, I just wanted to say it was so cool to watch Catherine on that show because Catherine is one of the temptresses. And I just wanted to say throughout the whole season, I was so proud of her because just like she said, like there was days where she just did not wear makeup. She was just doing her own thing. She was just like her own person the whole time. And she ended up getting in fights, like a screaming match. And just, it was really good TV. I have to say it was good TV. And she ended up, the guy that she was tempting didn't leave with her, but didn't leave with his girlfriend either.
You realize that there are better options.
You change someone's
opinion. You opened that door for him.
And I just want to say, well, it was like legit real.
His girlfriend blocked me in the beginning. Like, you said y'all can be odd. We all hated each other. Like, not
that's entertaining.
Not at the beginning.
Right.
But then you start seeing through people and like, it'd be funny because there'd be like two of us girls talking, like, let's just say us three are talking. And so a camera crew would, cause you're always mic'd 24 hours. So let's just say I was like, hey, I have to tell you a secret to just y'all two. You forget that they can hear. You forget. And all of a sudden there's a film crew. There's like three different cameras that come. And so when you do that, it'd be us three being close with each other, telling secrets. And all of a sudden there'd be this girl coming over being like, what are y'all talking about? Cause she just wanted to be in the scene. Yeah. And then I would just always be like, get the fuck away from me right now. Yeah. Always. And then I was like, God, Catherine's a bitch. And I'd be like, no, I'm not a bitch. I just, you're on my nerves. And then B, like, I don't want you part of this conversation. And then C, if you want, go take your top off and be in the corner. Like, get cameras over there. Like, I don't care.
Cameras
like,
will follow you too if you're entertaining.
Like, I'm trying to, I mean, this is like, it was hard because then, you know, towards like the third, fourth week, you forget. You literally forget that you're on TV. You forget cameras that come up to you, they could smack you in the face and you just keep talking because you're just, and that's why I've always just, I'm like, how do people still act so natural? And it's because, first of all, the film crew becomes your family and you know them so well. I remember one time I was so drunk and I was trying to pledge allegiance to the flag because every time I get drunk, I pledge allegiance.
oh my God.
Fun fact.
And Morgan and I were staying up and we were, and the producers were like trying to get me to go to bed. And I was like, no, until the camera crew came out trying to capture it. And they were laughing so hard that the cameras were shaking. And they were like, God, they were like, Catherine, just do it again. And I was like, what? So you know, you can't tell me to do something again when I'm drunk, you know? So one couple made it through towards the end and then one broke up and the girl went ballistic. And then not only did he break up with her and she never saw it coming and everyone felt so bad and so guilty, but he ended up proposing to the other girl.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And so then John,
that was just a major F you, I'm sure. Like, how do you propose to someone you just met? Well, was it for TV or did he really hard?
Oh, no, I think they're still together, right?
No, they actually just broke up.
Spoiler alert.
And and she's still one of my good friends, so I don't really want to get into that. But, and then John, we had a conversation that he was going to break up with her and then me come to Dallas. And then after the show, she lived with him. She had no job. She was a mooch. And
you can't be a bouge and a mooch. Come on.
Right.
No. You're the worst.
So anyway, he took too long. And then by the time he finally came to Nashville to visit me, you know, it was just one of those things where I was just kind of over it.
Yeah.
Like he'd say and do things and I'd be like, I don't know. TV kind of glorifies your relationships to where it's like when it becomes reality or just, I mean, real reality. You're just kind of like.
Well, even when I was watching this season, I was like, oh, Catherine's like in a bubble right now because when she gets back, she's probably not going to be into him.
Yeah. People always were like, Catherine, you're not really into him. I was so
I know
crazy
because
about
you're in
him.
A bubble. It's like when I went to private school in sixth grade, there were like three boys in my class. And so I really had a huge crush on one of them.
It's like Stockholm syndrome. Yeah. Like it's like you fall in love with your capturer. It's like the only guy that I was like, oh, I was like, God, no. And I was like, maybe not. And then I was like, oh no. Maybe. And then I was like, I love you.
Well, and that is why we're all still single living in Nashville and Celine in Florida, because you're in an area where there's like so many beautiful women.
Douche bags and oosh bags and loosh bags and bougies.
But beautiful women everywhere. That's like, it's such a thing. Like we're in Nashville. And so there's so many options that like, I wish that it was kind of like a smaller town where a guy would look at us and be like, oh, she's really great. Like I better snatch that up.
Right. But honestly, the thing about Nashville, when guys get sick of all the successful hot girls here, they just go to the tourists on Broadway because that's never ending. That's like a revolving sushi bar.
Yeah. No, it's
like,
so
why
true.
Would you just get one roll off the menu for $12.99 when you could have a $1.99 one that just. And it just keeps, I mean, they look the same.
And it's fresh
look
every
the
night.
Same, fresh smell every the same. Night.
I like your sushi analogy, Catherine. That was good. That
You're
was
welcome.
Good.
I have so many single girlfriends.
That's why when you see a good one, you have to attack and kill.
I know, but that's what I do. And then all of a sudden one day they're like, oh wait, but there's a whole buffet. Like I gotta go.
Right. Anytime I'm dating a guy and he's like, my friends want to go to Broadway. I'm like, Absolutely not. Absolutely not. Because the girl half dressed.
I was on a bachelorette party.
That's where it all starts, bitch. Yeah. You're one of the homewreckers.
Yeah, you are.
No, I am. I actually was a homewrecker. I fell in love with a bachelor.
Oh, the bachelor?
No, he's not.
No, like he was there for his bachelor party. So
wait, so he was the one getting married.
Yes.
Oh God. In the podcast.
So I picked this guy out. I'm staring him down all night. And then he doesn't say anything to me, whatever. And I'm mad. And then we're about to leave. And then I tapped him on the shoulder. I'm like, next time you should say hi. And I walked out. So I ran into him 2 days later at like this brunch party, or not brunch party. It was just day drinking. And he wore a shirt that said groom. He had a tank top that said groom. And I'm like, no effing way. This is the hot guy. No wonder he didn't say hi to me.
So it made you feel better about yourself.
Yeah. So he, yeah.
So that was all you. He did nothing.
So you're anyway. You were a low-key homewrecker.
Yeah.
Yes. It's funny. We're still friends to this day.
Wait, did he get married?
No. So here's the deal.
So y'all had sex that night and you ruined everything.
No, we didn't. No. He did kiss me.
Somebody put her
what?
On reality
TV. What? He kissed
TV.
You?
He did.
What? He kissed you as the groom?
He did.
No.
This is why our boyfriends do not go to Broadway ever. They're not allowed to go to Broadway.
Never again.
Never again. Well, because
Catherine, listen, like I you can't saved listen that to anymore. You saved that couple. Okay, you hooked up with a guy who was with a girl that was a jerk. So he was with some girl for like 9 years, had cheated on her before, and he didn't know why he was getting married. I asked him why I've lived through so many divorces.
He was
absolutely.
Just but, be like, glad this wasn't on TV.
Yeah. Mm. No, I'm very glad.
Because I get your point 1,000,000%, only because I swear to you, I've lived it. I've seen it. And people want to be like, okay, for instance, there's
this couple. I didn't hook up with him.
You kissed him.
You kissed him.
She just passed away.
She said, I sure did. Now here I go. I'm going to bed.
If
y'all could have seen how big her eyeballs just got.
He kissed me. I was on the receiving end.
And then your tongue accidentally slipped back in because it didn't know what to do with all that. There was no room for it to stay in its own mouth.
Fell onto his penis. Yeah.
I started my morning with tequila. He kissed me, whatever. And I like counseled him through the next 3 months.
Divorce.
Okay. So we have a lot of stuff that we have to get into and we might have to save it for another episode. But I do want to say one thing because this is just too funny. And now I'm going to have the OCD brain and I have to say it out loud because we have to really get into Angie's birthday weekend because it was absolutely hysterical and there's so much to talk about. And we have bench updates and other stuff, but whatever. Stay tuned.
Also, you have a date. That's the real reason.
Well, he can wait. I already told him he has to wait. Squad. Yes. Real quick. Because these are actually really quick stories, but
yeah.
Okay. Squad up real fast.
Huddle up, squad.
Catherine,
yes.
You are new to the squad, like I was trying to say before Angie interrupted me and had to go into her Temptation Island story. So normally what we do, well, the new normal, I guess, is that we have an unofficial sponsor of an episode.
Yes.
And we were saying that this episode's sponsored by birthday balloons.
Birthday balloons?
Right.
Birthday
balloons. You have a birthday balloon. I mean, you
picked me up from the airport and the whole backseat was covered in birthday balloons and I was thrilled. I like stupid shit like that.
Amber's really thoughtful with shit like that.
Thanks. Somebody else got Angie birthday balloons for her birthday because we were going down the river. And
by the way, Catherine, you missed it because you were invited and you should have been there. So this applies to you too.
So yes, very sweet gesture. I thought that was great. However, I'm not going to bring birthday balloons to where you have to like carry them around. I draw the line. Like
she did, however, put birthday balloons on my bed in the morning.
I did because you don't have to carry those.
I know. And
wait, so what's the point to this?
Oh, okay. So the episode is unofficially sponsored by birthday balloons because
Angie got birthday balloons for her birthday on the canoe trip this past weekend. And then we had to, she tried to leave them.
Okay. So hang on. I get to the river and before anyone judges us, we were socially distanced on the river, except for when we took a picture together really quick and we had to take a van ride from the place to the river all together. Okay. We wore masks. It's fine. Don't judge us. Okay, we went
great
to the
disclaimer.
River. So we get to the place and where we're all like signing in to get in our van and a couple of my girlfriends had
been so sweet. And they brought me balloons for my birthday. And I was like, oh gosh, that's so sweet. But like, what am I going to do with these birthday balloons when we're on the river? Well, we use them for the picture, of course, because that's like what they're there for, is like the photo op. So then I tried to ditch them by the trash can. And one of the guys we were with moved them closer to me. He's like, oh, you forgot your birthday balloons. And I was like, no, I left them over there. And so then it became this whole thing. Like, I could not ditch the birthday balloons.
You had to take them on the bus, or the bus that took us to the canoes.
So why didn't you just pop them?
Well, no, because I had to act like I liked them.
In front of who?
People that brought them.
My sweet friend, Amy. Shout out, Amy. I love you.
They
were really cute balloons. But anyway, so then we were like, okay, well, Amber and I discussed like internally, because I was like, how do I ditch these balloons? And she was like, no, let's just take them. We'll put them in the canoe. It'll be funny. Like, we'll take videos.
Were they like helium ones?
Yes. They were like huge helium balloons. So we ended up tying them to the back of my canoe.
It was a fucking beach ball tied to a string. Like, yeah. It was huge.
We end up tying them to the back of my canoe. And then when we were floating down the river,
you accidentally let them float in the air. They
had weights on them though. They were weighted down.
Yeah, but they could have gotten snagged on a rock and then flown in the air.
We did not even think of that. See, you should have fucking been there, Catherine.
I would have been like, that was the sharpest rock I've ever seen in my life.
I know.
Oh my God.
So anyway,
Angie, had you not seen that rock, it just slit right through those balloons.
Canoe partner and
I'll get you more next weekend.
Exactly. My canoe partner and I are like floating down the river, and at every like island, there's people there, you know, that were passing. And at every island, they were like shouting, happy birthday. And literally I was like, how does everyone know it's my birthday?
Yeah. Angie's gone. I just forgot. By this point.
No,
that there's balloons.
I just forgot that there was balloons on my canoe. I was like, are they telling you? I was like, are people are my friends in front of us like telling you it's my birthday? And they're like, no, it's the balloons, you idiot.
On your canoe floating behind you.
Oh my God.
So anyways, yeah.
How did you know?
So the balloons made it to the end of the river. Tattooed on her
forehead. And so that is why we are unofficially sponsored by birthday balloons.
Yeah,
tonight.
Good times. I mean, the birthday balloons were super, super cute. It's a little bit hard to like carry things around. Like, I'm not a big, you know, like, I barely want to bring an umbrella with me when it's raining. Like, I definitely don't want to have to bring birthday balloons with me.
Yeah, anyway, but that was awful.
So Angie has to tell the story of what happened when we got to the river, because there is a...
This is awful.
He's not a new character alert, because he's been on the podcast before.
Shout out Ryan.
He knows he's getting roasted, so we can go ahead and say his name, because this happened.
Is this the guy that you dated?
No, I did not date him, but we have a very long, complicated history. Anyways, he's always my canoe partner. Literally, that is like, when we've gone canoeing together, we've never not been partners. Okay.
He gets cut off and she just like keeps letting him come back.
I know. But it's because I love you, Ryan. Mm-hmm. So we literally talked the night before my birthday canoe trip, and he was so sweet. He was like, yeah, I'm excited to go canoeing. Like, and then we talked about how we were going to be partners. We're always partners. And then he was like, oh yeah, but if it rains, because remember it was supposed to maybe rain. He's like, if it rains, let's just have like a barbecue get together at my place. And I was like, oh, that's perfect. So sweet. And he's like, even if it doesn't rain, let's go canoeing and then let's have a barbecue at my place. And I was like, oh, that's so sweet. Like, you're such a good guy. So anyways, I am a planner. I like to know who my canoe partner is going to be before day up, because it's stressful otherwise. So anyways, the next morning comes up and I'm like, are you meeting me at our meeting spot to go to the canoe place, like where we always meet? No response. Called him, no response. So at this point I'm like, Amber, I'm pretty sure Ryan's ghosting. And sure enough, he never responded, never came,
didn't
completely ghosted.
How are you going to shout him out by being like, love you still?
Because he knows that I do. Like,
they literally talk the next day. Oh, we're like, everything's
this is
cool.
Disgusting. Well, it's because we're not getting married and we're not dating. Like, he's just
Ryan,
a friend.
I love you too, but that was
But if it
shitty.
Was a girlfriend, would you still care the same?
Yes. I have plenty of girlfriends that ghost me all the time, and I like just don't take it personally, and it's like whatever. Obviously,
okay, well, then that's your personality, and then I accept that.
There are different types of ghosting though. Like, that one was fine. I had other friends going. He knew that. But if it was a one-on-one thing, it would be totally different.
If we were dating, it would be way different.
But if a girlfriend ghosts me or a guy, done.
Now keep in mind that there is 5 rando dudes coming from Florida that I know. And I'm like, oh, they're fun. They'll be super cool. It'll be great. And then we have
hot
ass guys.
I saw the photo. I thought they were cute. Yeah, I was like, wait, why did I not go again?
So here's the story. You should have come. I was like, I was like, tell Catherine that there's like five dudes from Florida that will fall in love with her. Like,
but she didn't. She just said, do you want to come Saturday?
Yeah, I know. I should have said
that. I don't even think I told you it was my birthday. I was like, we're going canoeing.
You didn't.
Damn it.
I'm that piece of shit friend.
Well, I'm the kind of person who didn't tell anyone it was my birthday because I didn't want them to feel obligated to come.
Well, she knew somebody would have low key some balloons. So, you know.
Yeah. So anyways, we get there and it finally sinks in that I'm going to have to figure out another canoe partner. And so I'm like getting hives. Like I'm like seriously like stressing out about this. And so I'm like, okay, Angie, it's a blessing in disguise. There's a million hot guys here that might actually want to date me.
So out of the Florida guys, one of them has a girlfriend back home. I'm like, oh, it's cool. Like, cause he's got a girlfriend. So like, you know, whatever, it's easy. That way it doesn't look like I'm trying to get with any of those guys and like he's safe and whatever too. And it leaves like the single guys
or you
for
can bring
all the single.
And she'll just make out with him.
Right.
Yeah. Exactly. The married guy.
We're talking about the guy with the girlfriend.
Really, Miss Temptation Island? We're going to go there? Okay. Pot calling the kettle black.
We all knew what we signed up for, okay? Yeah. We all signed the same contract. The
exactly.
So anyway. You just did it and you got paid for it. All right. That's fine.
So basically, I'm a prostitute and I'm better than you because you didn't get paid. You did it for free.
I don't know that.
Yeah. But listen.
All right.
I don't disclose everything on this podcast.
All right. Uh-huh. Listen, I'm blowing my gun out.
Look. We actually do.
I put it away. It's back in the other room.
So I take Ricky. I'm like, all right, we're going to be partners over. And then,
so I have all of the guys at my disposal. We're all standing in a big circle.
At my disposal.
Yeah. We're all standing in a big circle. And I'm like, here is what I'm going to do. I'm just going to say, guys, it's my birthday. I need a canoe partner. I'm taking resumes, submit them. And then I had to go sign in my canoe. And I was like, surely, like I will have a canoe partner by the end of this. It's my f-ing birthday. So come to find out, crickets. So I'm and I'm like, oh my God.
And I don't know what to do.
And we're just like, I'm like kind of like freaking out and she's kind of freaking out. I'm like, this is so awkward. And so finally Amber was like, just ask Jesse, who Jesse's like my really, really good guy friend. And so I was
I matched with Jesse on Hinge, by the way. But
are you serious? Jesse's the shit.
He is awesome.
Anyway, go ahead. Jesse Murphy.
Anyway, go ahead.
So anyways, I was like, Jesse, do you want to be my canoe partner? And he was like, actually, Brett already asked me.
Oh my God.
It was a disaster, y'all.
It was awful.
So Jesse finally, you know, like obviously, you know, yes, becomes
my canoe partner canoe because partner. He's a good friend. Thank you, Jesse.
But Angie's trying to tell me the story because she's like trying to like, of course, being type one that she is trying to write this down because it's like, this is funny.
Like, this is
Amber, get your phone out. We need to put it in our notes that this is funny and we need to talk about it on the podcast as if I wouldn't remember that. Anyways, yeah, it was bad. But then we try to get on the van and we had to, you know, carrying her gosh darn balloons onto the van. Can't even fit it through the door to get to the canoe place. And everyone's like taking a seat. And we got a lot of people.
Was your girlfriend not with you that got you the balloons?
Yeah, right.
No, she was,
carry was them, she not
right?
just like,
no, she wasn't
just let them go.
Them. No, she was them. Like, yeah, bring those balloons, bitch.
Because you probably paid like 30 those. Bucks for
right,
it.
Yeah. And she sold them with helium.
And they're super cute. It was like a unicorn. It was like a whole thing. Anyways,
they were really cute.
So then we all try to find seats on the bus. And
so picture a bus taking us from the place where you sign in to where you actually dock the canoes into the water. Well, again, we were wearing masks on the bus. Anyways, we get in the bus and there is one empty seat on the bus and it happens to be right next to me.
I look over at Angie and I was like, oh no.
And I looked at Amber and we were like, what?
What did you do, Angie?
Like, what a birthday. I feel so loved right now.
So solo.
Yeah. It ended up being a really fun trip, but there
was. Listen, we'll make it up. I will make it up to you.
I don't
maybe know. It was the pressure of your birthday and being like, well, maybe she wants birthday sex after this. And then maybe she wants a child and then a marriage.
Well, then yeah. funny, you might ask.
If I was a guy, I'd be like, wait, so birthday equals
funny
definite
you say that.
Marriage.
Because yeah. Then we go to Outback afterwards. Shout
think
out
about how
Outback.
Meaningful that is.
Sorry, go ahead.
No, it's okay. We were all like, you know, we've been on the river. It's between the sun and the alcohol and everything else. Like we're toasty and we're going to Outback hanging out. And Angie all of a sudden is like, you guys shouldn't be you guys shouldn't be disappointed in your sex life. And I literally look at the guys and I was like, oh my I'm God. Sorry. Who mentioned their sex life?
She's like, I can tell nobody wanted to sit beside me. Nobody wanted to be on my canoe. Everybody is very intimidated by my vagina.
It was so funny. She was just like, I tell you, I kid you not. She was having a conversation in her head that nobody else was a part of because she's like, I'm just telling you guys, you shouldn't be disappointed in your sex life. And I'm like,
mentioned
their sex life.
It was and then, probably oh my myself.
God. Oh, you had, but you were having a conversation in your head. And then and later on,
yeah.
We were she was mentioning the podcast that we love to reference in this that rhymes with Y'all Her Caddy.
Her Fatty.
Right. She was mentioning that love podcast. You, and mind you, once again, no one's talking about that, but Angie's bringing it up and we're talking, you know, the techniques and all this stuff. And we're bantering back and forth with like, God. Oh, that's the incorrect technique and kind of just giving her a hard time. Like, no, that's not right. And Angie's like, no, this is the way you do it. Blah, blah, blah.
I was like, you guys, okay. No, I got a tutorial on this podcast.
Back to her personality. And all of us just kind of like laughing
by the way,
about it.
Good guy friends. It's not
right. No,
these
no,
weren't the random Florida.
They guys. Are just, yeah.
These were my Jesse and our good friends.
But then, yeah, all the guys end up back at our house. I'm in the shower. I get out and Angie's like, oh, by the way, the dudes are in the living room. I was like, excuse me, what?
Yeah, because I was getting ready for bed and all of a sudden, first of all, Jesse was blowing up my phone and I didn't see it. Cause I was getting ready for bed. They were blowing up my phone because they knew we had ESPN. Mm-hmm. So they were like banging on my door.
Shout out
like,
Disney Plus.
I was like, what is this banging on my door? And all the guys are out there and they're like, hey, can we watch the UFC fight in your living room?
All right, real quick, squad, we are going to have to like talk about this next week. I'm so disappointed because we have so many stories. Celine has updates, which we've all been waiting for so long, but whatever. Wait, hold out one more week.
I don't know how we have so many stories. Literally, when we started this podcast, I told Celine and Amber, I was like, guys, my life's not that interesting.
No,
like,
we have so many stories.
I don't know how we will have like an hour to talk every week. Literally, feel like God
is like you didn't even ask me about a lot of other things.
I know. There's so much there. There's so much. Even with Catherine, yes, there's so much we can talk about. What? I had no idea how easy it is to talk for 1 hour a week. Guys, we're going to have content for years.
What would Chris Harrison say right now when we're like, just wait till next week? Right. We have so many stories.
God.
So much drama.
Don't worry.
Wait, I'm going to say the most interesting part that has ever happened to me ever in my life was something I have not told you about temptation. I'm not going to tell you.
Oh, man. Wait till next
week. I'm not going to tell you.
Hey, we're going to have Catherine back so we can talk about it. One bench update. And listen, I'm telling you right now that Celine and Angie have bench updates and they're really good. No.
This bench updates. So we have guys that are on our bench, like whoever we're dating at any given time.
We call it our bench of like the dudes.
And then sometimes they get traded. They're not on the bench anymore.
Oh, like they're in tryouts to be starters, but they're not starters.
Bench, B-N-C-H. Yeah.
B-E-N-C-H.
Oh, edit that part out. Check 1, 2, edit the fuck out of that part.
That's definitely staying in there. Yeah, anyway, okay.
So. I never said that. I never had relations with that woman.
Oh my God.
Okay, so my only real bench update that I have to tell y'all. It's a throwback to vanilla, Steady Eddie, white bread.
Everyone remembers vanilla.
Yeah, I don't know if y'all remember vanilla, but anyways.
His hand that just fell down her back.
Exactly. So Catherine will fill you in after, but.
White bread.
Vanilla came back. And so when we were hanging out,
what's my theory? They always come back.
They do always come back. So we had exchanged books. I gave him my favorite book, which is Salty Piece of Land by Jimmy Buffett. It's a great read. Go ahead and check it out. And he gave me his book. And so everyone knows that we had ended things. And I just thought that was it, right? You know, you like, whatever, roll credits, we're done.
Bye-bye.
Well, I traded him a while ago. We actually had a whole podcast episode about this.
It's a long time ago. So he called me and I didn't answer. I was actually on a date when he called me. So I didn't answer it. And then he texted me and it was this very long text message about how, like, I didn't respond. I had basically ghosted him, blah, blah, blah. And that was a me problem. But how, you know, that was my issue that I was going to have to resolve and that I needed to send his book back.
Well, hang on. Before that, just so everyone's clear, you never ghosted him. You literally, he called you when you're driving to Florida. Remember, it was that long drive to Florida.
And you actually explained to him that it wasn't going to work out. You weren't on the same page.
And he was like, yeah, I totally respect that. Thank you so much. Like, and it was like, that's why
he was butthurt.
That's why it was roll credits, because it was like, okay, this chapter
I just
is
said
closed.
Like, hey, my investment is not as much as I would want it to be or as much as you deserve. So like, we're done.
Yeah,
it was perfect. And then a month later, he's real butthurt and then wants his book back.
And then like, what did he say exactly about the book?
I don't, the end of the text message was basically like, I'm going to be gone for 4th of July weekend. So you could just drop it off at my house. Do the right thing here.
Oh, about his book. And
granted, I'm not even sure that book had been opened before I got it because it looked brand new. He's like, that my dad got me.
And doesn't that turn you off?
Oh, I was already turned off but like, I was like, listen, you have my book and I'm not once saying, and the book that I gave him has been torn apart. I've read it a bunch of times. Like I really enjoy the book, whatever, but he can keep it.
Like you fold the page because you had to stop it there and then you highlighted that word because you didn't know it.
I checked.
Like bench.
There wasn't any. There wasn't like any written, there was no inscription in it. There was no nothing. He's like, my dad gave me that book. Do the right thing here. And I'm like, all right, listen, it probably cost more money for me to mail it than it did for me just to drive over to his house, but I mailed it. So I mailed the book. Went to UPS, mailed it, and just texted him and said, I'm so sorry. I didn't realize the book had sentimental value. Because maybe it does, unless I'm not judging.
Sure, like you don't really actually know at the end of the day.
Right. But. So I was like, I didn't realize the book had sentimental value. Like, I'm so sorry. I thought we were under.
But also, he never even asked.
But she did the right thing. So what happened?
No, that was, no, I blocked him.
Yeah, that was it. She blocked him.
Wow. What a fucking horrible story.
I know. But honestly.
I was waiting for her to be like, he showed up the next day.
I blocked him. I mean, he might show up. I don't know. Like, oh God, he knows where I live.
Hopefully, the chapter is now officially closed. Because bye.
Boy, I just was bye. Like, I'm sorry. I thought we were under the same.
I think there's a lot of things that guys do that are so
when you
try to
cry, baby, I can't. I'm so done. Like,
I hate when a guy like makes
me.
You pay on the first date or not. Make
oh
you
no, that's a no, 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 no.
All over this.
No.
I meant when a guy.
Of course he paid. That came out so wrong. Listen, I had this one date with this hot ass guy. I pay or he paid for the dinner, but then afterwards we were getting shots and he was like, you're not going to buy me a shot? And I was like,
oh, I hate that. I got dinner. Now you can get drinks. How about
right? And
you go buy yourself a drink and I'll go home.
Yeah, buy yourself a drink or like I'll just, you know, chloroform.
Speaking of Ted Bundy.
Guys don't have manners anymore.
Stay tuned.
Like, no. Really quick. I have to tell one more thing.
Okay.
So you guys are never going to believe this. I am the most PG. Like dating app girl, like ever. Okay.
Shocked.
Did you get a dick pic?
Well, have gotten them and they're blurred out and I ignore them and I delete it. And I'm like a really good girl in that regard. So anyways, you guys know about Margarita Man, the guy who just moved to Nashville. He was asking for the best margarita. You guys are like, oh, you should have told me to make the best margarita in town. You remember that guy. So it was the first hot guy that I've like met on Tinder in a long time. So I was kind of excited about him. We hadn't officially exchanged numbers yet, but we were like getting there. We had talked about the podcast. So like the last thing we ever said was he was like, please, please send me a link to the podcast because I wasn't sending it because I try not to for like a while. And so I sent him a link to the podcast and I don't know if he ever saw it because I got banned from Tinder. Out of nowhere. Banned.
Your whole account.
My whole account.
Angina.
Got banned.
Why?
From Tinder. And I was like, what the actual heck? I kind of liked this guy. I was like excited to meet him. And now I'm never going to be able to meet him.
Moral of the story. Get the phone numbers early, guys.
Get the phone numbers early.
She was lacking too many people.
No. You guys don't even know.
Swipe. They were like, ma'am, too many swipes. Do not swipe anymore. You only had 12 today. And she was like, swipe.
No, yep. I never talked to anyone on Tinder and it was the one person that I was talking to. And I was like, what the heck?
So I gave him your number.
I literally emailed Tinder and I was like, what the heck? Like, why would you like it? Obviously I sent like a really nice email and I was like, I think there must be some kind of mistake. I'm super respectful on Tinder. I think maybe someone hacked my account.
To whom it may concern.
Exactly. What the fuck? Yeah,
exactly.
So anyways, then Tinder emails me back and they were like, oh, well, refer to our terms and conditions. We do not do any reviews on banned accounts. And I was like, but no, you sometimes do because that's in the fine print on your terms and conditions. And so I was like, please reconsider Tinder. And then I DM'd Tinder. And I was like,
she's about to go to the headquarters.
She's like, and then I flew to New York and I showed up and I said, excuse me, Mr. Tender.
Would
do
that. Angie would show up to the Tinder headquarters.
With a clipboard. With a clipboard with bulletin points.
She has printed out the terms and conditions. There are highlighted segments.
Anyways, to this day, I'm still blocked from Tinder. Margarita Man, if you're out there and if you're listening to this,
no one even is on Tinder anymore.
That's what I try to tell her.
Hinge.
No. Hinge hurts my eyes.
What?
We can't.
Hinge is a great platform.
Listen, I have better things to do.
Okay,
right now.
We gotta go. Hinge hurts my eyes because it's just the way it's formatted. I don't know. But anyways, now I'm back on Bumble. Like,
the only other person I know on Tinder is Mr. Memorable because he was getting Tinder update. Ugh. Like somebody messaged him on Tinder while he was over here. Side note.
All right, guys. Anyways, we gotta go.
I got this weird request from the Celine girl, and I'm gonna block the shit out of her.
Yeah,
well, that's your loss, babe.
She's hot. She's got hot content.
I mean, she's okay.
We gotta go.
We gotta go. All right, Celine. Good luck on your interview tomorrow, squad. We love you. We will keep you posted.
Love you, squad. Catherine, you're so hot. I love you.
Love you. I love you so much. We're gonna have to get you back.
I love
you
for sure. Fill us in on everything. All right, love you guys. Bye.
Bye.
We know that you're constantly on the go, so we appreciate anything you can possibly do to help spread the word about this podcast. Screenshot this episode, share it on your Instagram story, tag I Have a Story Podcast, and let us know what in particular you were able to take away from today's episode. Because just maybe if you found something valuable in today's content, someone else might too. So we really, really appreciate those shares.
We want to know what you want from this podcast. Send us an email at ihaveastory.info@gmail.com or a voicemail at 629-777-6097. Let us know what topics you want to hear covered or what guests you think might have interesting stories to share.
If you haven't done so yet, please subscribe, rate, and review our podcast wherever you listen.
Higher ratings and good reviews mean more visibility, so we can keep sharing content to keep you entertained.
Trust us, we have so much more to go over and friends to hear from, but we're going to have to save it for later.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Bye.